Ahoy, hoy. Hey! Welcome to
Less Than a Sequel to, the podcast about sequels.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
No, I'm Kevin.
Oh, I'm Kevin.
Welcome, Kevin. This is a bunch of Kevins hanging out. Ooh.
I am
this
Kevin.
Is a special installment called, like, Jim's Sweet Revenge.
Yeah, this is for, I guess, Jim's Sweet Revenge for us making Jim watch Predator, Die Hard, Terminator 1 and 2. Yeah.
No.
And
no.
And Alien.
None
and
of
aliens.
Those.
This is the opposite of gym class. This is like art class.
Yeah.
This is payment back for Less Than or Seagal month.
I mean,
you like, bastards.
I mean, like only the time the period that made our show coalesce.
Yeah, you liked
and
it.
Turned us into pros.
You liked it.
And I'm a little light in the headphones. Am I coming through?
They offered
I'm
me
a little
this,
light too. Yeah.
They offered me this movie, but I just Akita'd it away.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
A little not, better.
Yeah, it's a lot better. Yeah. I like that. So well, I am Kevin, and with me is Chris.
Hey,
and Jim, Kevin,
and Jim.
Kevin,
it's
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
Jevin.
Jevin.
I'm
Kim.
Craven.
You're
Wes Craven.
You're Chevin.
Chevin.
I think if you
yeah, put them together.
So today we are doing a movie that was Jim's picking. This is. Jim's picks.
I think it's Transformer.
Woo!
I think this might be a Transformer. It is. It's Transformers 4 Age of Extinction, which came out last year.
I'm asking you to see past all the junk. And see the treasure.
14?
Was it?
Yeah, 14? It was, because I watched it in theaters last year, and it was fucking amazing. And it made $1.1 billion.
You went to the theater for this?
Woo!
This is $1 billion?
Billion. It's the 13th highest grossing movie of all the time.
Made more than the other ones? Because I think total is 3.7 or something like that for all four of them.
China market, bro.
Is there a fifth one? No, the fifth one's coming out.
Anytime in your life that you think you've done something well, just remember this movie made $1.1 billion.
Because now Optimus Prime can fly again.
Which would have come in handy earlier in this movie several times.
And the other two movies.
That's just Prime.
Three movies. Sorry, three movies.
I need to fix this mic stand.
Well, he could actually fly in number two after he transformed together with Jetfire.
Shut up!
After he and Jetfire are assimilated.
Oh, let me open my notes. I'm going to have to wait like 40 minutes for it to load into the RAM of my phone.
I'm Luth Lexor.
Luth Lexor. No, it's Lux. It's Lux. Wasn't it Lex Luthor?
It's Laura Lexoff.
You know what? You want to know what the first note that I have for this movie is?
Frowny face.
It just says, "What the fuck is happening?"
Yeah. Well, because in the first 2 minutes of the movie,
there are 19 scenes in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
We start back in it's 66 billion years ago when the dinosaurs died.
Yeah.
And then, bitch Littlefoot.
Yeah, Littlefoot gets turned into a pillar of salt like Solomon. like Sodom and Gomorrah. And then
you mean like Lot's wife, bro? Read
Lot,
your Bible.
Lot, man.
Yeah.
You dickhead. This is obviously the second episode.
Hey,
it's not Lex's wife.
Hey, really? This is our second episode. It's 11:15 at night.
Yeah,
we're talking about a really shitty movie that I really did not enjoy watching.
Oh yeah,
no.
So this is going to be loopy.
We were promised we would enjoy it too.
K Money, how long have I known you now?
Almost 5 years.
Right? Yeah, so we've been. I started talking to you like after knowing you for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cold on the uptake.
Yep.
I remember bringing up the Transformers movie to you once before, and you're like, no, fuck that stuff. I'm from the fucking 80s. Ghostbusters.
I don't remember ever talking like this.
Transformers movies look like garbage.
That sounds like Kevin. That sounds like him.
I didn't say, like, I'm from the 80s, and that I was born in the 80s, as you were.
He's a time traveler.
Yeah. From the 80s.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, get your 90s shit out of my face.
I'm from the
80s. Hey, I'm more from the 80s than both of you bastards.
Yeah, that's right. This guy's here. He's from the 80s, too.
I'm from the 80s by way of the 60s. I'm Chris.
I did take the long way around.
I'm the only guy born in the 80s who's 65 years old. The old bastard, his balls hanging down into his pants socks. Whatever.
Especially the fact that you decide to be a dick.
My pants socks.
Your pants socks. Hey, fix your balls. like a bat.
I try
sounds...
to keep him out of my pants socks.
Like, oh, hey, wait, wait. Let me write this down. Invent pants socks.
So since you were such a butt about watching any of these movies,
you're doing this
none
to
of
be
them
a dick.
Are great. Yeah. I decided to inflict the best one upon you.
I actually wrote, my first note is Transformers Land Before Time.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening? Like, the beginning of this movie, it cuts so fast.
It's going back in time.
So the dinosaurs get wiped out by spaceships.
Yeah, they turn them into like mechasaurs.
And
then
then there's like an Arctic thing.
Yeah, it's just
that's
the
where those dinosaurs going mecha were.
Yeah, okay, so it says the Arctic on the screen. It tells us.
So that was Pangea? Is
what's
that what I'm talking about?
I'm guessing,
was,
yeah.
Okay.
Then it's Texas. And then it fucking cuts again. It's just cut.
No, just so you know.
Well, and then in Texas,
it's Texas, USA.
And then in Texas, it's time to get tan and get wasted.
And it plays the sensitive cowboy song.
Save all
Mark Wahlberg is driving.
Well, no, and just so you know, it's Texas, USA.
Yeah.
As opposed to like Texas, Russia or Texas, China.
And then it's just all this stuff.
I was just a little boy growing up in Southie Dorchester in rural Texas.
So let me ask you this. First off, why did they vape? There are a couple times I actually had an emotion in this movie, and one was when they vaporized those dinos.
It's because they're turning them into Transformium.
Well, yeah. And not only that, because those dinosaurs are all like running over each other. Those animals are so scared, and they all get vaporized. I felt so bad for those dinos.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for them.
Yeah, because they're going to make Transformers.
Yeah. Transformium.
Hey, bro.
Just almost as bad as Unobtainium.
It is almost as bad. It's very close. It might actually be worse.
Well, in the,
except this movie was way better.
Well, here's some background, because I know James has
I'm not
seen
sure
all...
about that.
James likes these movies.
It totally was. I don't legitimately like them.
He does,
I fucking
too.
Love
does.
This movie.
Okay, no, you find them fun.
I'm looking at his face.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's... He's winking right now. It's just... Yeah.
But I've seen the first one and that's it.
I've seen the first one.
I've seen it. I have seen the first one.
I actually sort of enjoyed the first one.
This is way better than the first one, right?
I didn't like any of the actors.
This is way better than the first one.
I don't even remember the first one.
I had fun.
There's no Shia LaBeouf shaking his muff.
It didn't have the Jesus in it though.
There's no LaBeouf muff. You're right.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
There is no Jesus.
Oh, we're afraid about him, yeah.
But it had the Tooch.
Oh, the Tooch.
And
okay,
Tooch.
We'll get to the Tooch when we get to the Tooch.
Okay.
Don't touch the Tooch yet. No Tooch touching.
I always try to go right for the Tooch.
Can't Tooch this.
At one point in the beginning here, there's a train. Like, Mark Wahlberg's driving next to this. He's going to ride a train with Quad City DJs.
He's riding the train. Yeah.
So I...
And ride it.
Ride it. I haven't seen the last two movies, two and three.
Wahlberg train.
I thought that maybe the train was a transformer, and then I started looking for transformers everywhere.
Hey, it could be a transformer.
Well,
because
anything could be more than meets the eye.
Because the tone is fucked up.
Hey,
like they go all over the place.
Hey,
there's a tone in the movie.
Yeah, they're trying to set it up like transformers have never existed.
Hey,
no, but everybody
in the
knows
fourth
it.
Movie.
Hey. No. That's the central conceit is that. This absolutely happened.
No, but they're trying to open you into Transformers in the fourth fucking Transformers movie.
James, stop it.
He wants...
You're doing he's got a Peter Griffin stance right now.
It would have been a Transformer.
That's a good one. That was worth the wait.
It was worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, so the dinosaurs...
Did you rip one, or is that just...
It's just me snorting.
So dinosaurs.
The fact that they got you assholes to watch this,
you cocksucker.
Yeah, the fucking dinosaurs. Get
there's fucking dinosaurs here. Don't look at me.
Just Southie kid from
get
Dorchester.
Turned into magic metal by the Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Transformer ships or whatever the creator ships, and
they're just shooting seed everywhere.
Yeah, and then it's the Arctic.
The talk of
looking
seed
for the right
had
time
me
to shoot my seed.
Very excited.
And we get the woman who's like, "Oh, this is important," and then the other guys are like, "Our boss is gonna fucking kill us," and then cut. Okay, yeah. And then it's Mark Wahlberg.
And
in
90
some,
seconds,
then,
we've had
up
eight
there,
seats.
There's some goddamn Eskimos going to shoot her.
Eskimos?
Yeah,
shoot
what's
her.
Up with that guy? Why is he so... What is his problem?
Yeah, what is that guy?
He's
a bear.
Excuse me, what? You mean who? he's a man, Chris.
I mean...
He's a goddamn human being.
Characterization-wise, what is that guy?
What are you?
What are you?
I'm a man!
Yeah,
he's
so,
like a security
okay, so we know
guard.
They're serious.
Yeah.
All right, so we know also...
Of course, like, that aspect of it. So
I hate it.
Spoiler alert. They must be working for the Tooch, right?
Yeah.
So he gets out the gun to shoot her, but like the Tooch turns out to not be like that bad of a guy.
The Tooch
like
is
moralistically,
Stanley Tucci.
The Tooch is loose.
Like moralistically, he's okay.
The Tooch is loose.
He's gone down a bad path, but ultimately he's okay. Like he's not like
you think something
evil.
Should never be invented? Like what my daughter said earlier, but I dismissed it because she's a stupid girl.
Later on in this movie, when
he's not evil enough to have a clearly Plains Native American man shooting someone in the Arctic.
All right. Okay, I have to grab the reins here because
okay,
this,
go ahead.
There's certain things that we have to talk about. My voice is shaking because I'm so pissed off.
Yes.
So
do it.
Let's talk. Do it. Execute Order 66. So nice. Is that some Chex Mix burp that you got going on?
No, it's combos.
Combos? Mix. Oh. I was like, you get that sweet and spicy Chex Mix and you fire it right out your butt?
Nope.
Okay, so right off the bat, we also get a lot of we get a lot of Michael Bay camera angles.
Did you not hear that Lonely Island?
Oh yeah.
Norah Jones.
Yeah.
Duet.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
If we can do a quick aside, I saw Thor 2 with my wife and show friend Ty, and I had taco flavored combos.
I heard this story.
And the combos themselves, before even me eating them and then burping them up, smelled so bad that I wasn't allowed to eat them in the theater. Because they didn't even want to smell them.
The staff asked you to leave.
No, just
they could smell them just from the front desk.
Just Kayla and Ty. And then so on the way home, I like secretly opened and started eating them. And I don't know why she was driving, but my wife started to fucking gag and drive so bad. We had to pull over. She puked in her mouth.
Because of the taco flavor combos?
Yeah.
What kind of combos did you get today? Taco?
Buffalo blue cheese.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
It just make, I just legit
the real
shivered.
Thing would make me
I
gag.
Shivered when you
he
told
did.
Me.
Yeah. I just saw him.
Yeah. I don't like the flavor of the
Batman flavor combos.
Oh, say Mark Wahlberg and
no.
TJ Miller.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah. So first off, let me ask you this. So I was going to say we get Michael Bay low camera angles all over the place.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
When TJ Miller shows up, they have a conversation.
They emphasize my fucking
a two camera conversation
from the bottom of their feet.
From each other. It's like they have shoe mirrors.
Yeah.
Well, my dick's always in frame.
Okay. So what we do is Mark Wahlberg plays Cade Kerosene or whatever his fucking name is.
Cade Yeager. Cade Kerosene is he's Lemon the Cade. Bond villain for number 25.
Yeah. Well, okay, Cade Yeager, I'm assuming named after Cade McNown, the quarterback, and Chuck Yeager, the man who broke the sound barrier.
Yeah, those guys.
Because that's how fast he throws footballs.
Yeah, he does.
CG footballs.
So, is it CG?
Oh, it's definitely CG.
CG Chinese footballs, guys.
Did you see my arm action?
Hey, great band name.
Did you see the arm action? I could knock out a Chinese.
There's no way, with the amount of steroids that Wahlberg did for this movie, there's no way he could throw a football.
He couldn't get his hand up above his shoulder.
Would not be able to.
So, in this movie, here's what we know about him early
I'm
on.
I'm all natural, bro.
Okay, this is what we know about Cade.
He's an American picker.
Nope.
Well, he is.
No, not. What I'm trying to say is,
okay,
give me 20 bucks.
We know
give me 20 bucks
had,
and I'll fix your Betamax.
He was we know right off the bat that he was a high school quarterback and he was amazing.
Uh-huh.
We know that he had a baby very shortly after high school. Oh,
sure.
No, during high school because he missed
school,
his graduation because she was born.
Yeah, the best thing I've ever made.
That line I was going
to
say.
I'm going to tell it to this guy.
Yeah, he talks about inventions all the whole movie, and then he goes, he should have said, you were my greatest invention.
Should have.
That would have been the best. Yep. And so he goes, oh, you're the best thing I ever made. Yeah. All the inventions I made, you're the best thing I ever made. Hey,
no, but he doesn't say that to her.
You're Wahlburgers.
He says that to the sky on his porch when no one is around.
No, he says it later on in the
because,
movie.
But because
he might have fallen asleep.
Because education.
Did you have a little
American
have some warm
South?
Milk and fall asleep on the couch?
No, it was just really long.
But because American education in the South is so bad, I didn't even know how this get made. So I had to go on how this get made. They told me about sex.
Okay. This is
anyway.
This is a 2-hour.
That's why you can't have boyfriends.
This is a 2-hour.
Because I don't know. I still don't know how that works.
They should do a Discovery Channel show like with the how did this get made What is the name of the show on Discovery Channel where they show how stuff gets manufactured?
How it gets made. How things get made. I think that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How it's made, right? Yeah. They should just do one about fucking.
Yeah. They do one on pythons. It's just me eating protein and lifting.
They should just do kids.
There's a new type of python. It's called the 22-inch python.
And then I swim around
a pool. It's called super skinny legs.
Yep. It's called skip leg day.
Then I swim around a pool and I kill Ice Cube.
So, are we at TJ Miller yet?
No.
I want to talk about TJ Miller.
I just want to
He's my favorite.
I just want to introduce the goddamn character, but you fuckers, shut up.
Go ahead. I think you did.
No, because
it's Mark Wahlberg.
No, he's a high school quarterback who barely finished high school because he had a child out of wedlock. His wife died apparently in childbirth. I don't know. We don't know what's going on.
I think she died later on.
Yeah, we don't even know.
She got killed by a transformer.
No, because she's a woman, so don't worry about it. Because this movie hates women. By the way, we're going to get into that later.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, unless they're engaging,
especially his daughter.
It's very derogatory.
You have a vagina, you have no agency.
Did you guys feel the sexual tension between Mark Wahlberg and his daughter?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Don't date anybody. You can only date me.
Yeah. You can only date me. Your shorts are getting smaller by the minute.
Yeah, because my middle name, Lannis, is my last.
So, yeah, TJ Miller's in this movie, and he's the only good thing until the toot shows up.
Yeah.
And TJ
There's a big gap, too.
Yeah, there's a big, like, 4-hour gap in between.
So, that's what my daughter's wife, that's what my daughter's mother said.
Yeah. I got a big gap for you. No,
threw my football right in there. And that meant dick.
I threw a football in there, and then 9 months later, a baby came out. A leathery baby. And that was you. So for somehow this guy who barely finishes high school is also a genius inventor.
I wouldn't say genius inventor.
Well, he also learns metallurgy because he's forging at one point.
That's true. Yeah.
So he's learned to be a blacksmith.
He can fix a transformer.
He can fix a transformer. And he knows about transformers.
A car battery to it.
Yeah. Yeah. He hooks it up to a fucking fight you got from like Ray's battery shop, and he's just like Optimus Prime goes, Autobots.
He welds.
Come to me.
Hey. I went down to AutoZone.
Yeah.
I got a new battery. Oh. I plugged in Optimus Prime.
Oh. I took the battery out of the Wahlberg truck.
Well, AutoZone
I fed
is
him
the,
some Wahlburgers.
That's the headquarters of the Autobots, right?
That's true. That's why they call it AutoZone.
Well, he also Autobots. Likes to weld with...
get in the zone.
With a sleeveless shirt and no face protection.
No, he does have... And later on, he does have a face mask, and it's got like a shark face on it.
He's
a cool dude. Look, when TJ Miller shows up, we are... This movie
is... It's a treat.
This movie has... It hates women and it hates nerds, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because TJ Miller,
all Michael Bay.
Because TJ Miller is such a fucking beta male nerd. He can't throw a football. He can't catch a football.
Yeah. Nope, he can't.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm Michael Bay, and I fuck nerds just like I fuck women.
All he does is say reasonable
against
things.
Against their will?
Yeah.
All TJ Miller does in this is say reasonable things and try to avert disaster.
Like, yep.
Hey,
and
maybe don't buy this truck. Maybe give me a paycheck if I'm your employee.
Hey, you use my money. It's like,
hey,
well, guess what?
Your daughter's really hot for a teenager.
That was a good line.
Maybe we should get $25,000 for
like
this.
A hot teen
ager.
Yeah. Well, it turns out she's 17, and
she's only 17.
The actor who plays
That's
her
Cinderella?
Is not 17.
I think so. Yeah,
and she is pretty hot.
Oh, no, it's a Skid Row.
To be fair.
No, that's 18 and a something.
No, that's Beatles.
18 and your head.
That is the Beatles.
No, it's the Stones.
Ricky was
just 17.
A young boy.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. If you know what I mean.
No, that's not what it's coming for.
Women to the left.
Wait, no.
Feel the vibration.
Feel this.
Okay. Let's try to work through this movie because it's roughly 3 hours long. So let's go.
Okay, so...
You say that as a joke, but the runtime of this movie is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yes. It's incredibly long.
I cannot believe how long this movie
is. That's just one workout.
2 hours and 45 minutes is like...
Throw them while you're pumping. You won't even notice.
You could watch two standard length comedies.
Yeah. Or a Peter Jackson movie in this time.
I could.
5 million porn clips.
Or 5 million porn clips. Yeah.
You could beat it raw.
Yeah.
So TJ Miller is ad-libbing everywhere, and it's great because he's a funny guy who's talented and cool. Yeah. And then
And Yogi Bear, and we all knew that.
Yep, he's Yogi Bear. Was he Yogi Bear?
No, he was the park ranger.
Oh, he's the park ranger in the Yogi Bear movie? And he's going to be, was he on Brickleberry, though?
I hope not. I don't know.
Who was the ranger? Is he the ranger on Brickleberry, too? Is he getting typecast as park rangers talking to bears?
No, I think was, after having a successful clip show, Daniel Tosh tried to throw it all away with Brickleberry.
I think he did. I haven't seen him anymore.
Oh, yeah, Tosh Point on Mike. I haven't heard of that in a while.
No.
Because they got tired of him telling rape jokes. And
because now DJ Miller's on...
Now it's Mark Point-O.
Silicon Valley.
Which is amazing.
It's a great show.
Optimal tip to tip. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The jerk of math is the most amazing sequence that has ever happened.
So James is feigning double he's skiing down a mountain.
He knows what the jerk off
he's skiing down a mountain.
If you'd amazing. Seen it, you would know.
So, oh, so good.
So in this movie, we got to get through this movie because I want to get done talking about it so I can go home and fold laundry. I'd rather do that than talk about this movie. So they
I'd rather drive home drunk.
I'd rather die driving home drunk.
Yeah.
But only kill myself. I don't want to take anybody with me.
No, of course not.
Because then, if I do, then they don't have to watch Transformers.
That's true.
They never have to see it. I'm just helping you out.
Inebrabots, roll out.
Inebrabots. They just go around just sticking people with just pure alcohol just to up your BAC count. Let me get my fucking notes out because I hate this movie and I'm really sad. Oh, Mark Wahlberg made Doctor Who's dog who guards the house.
Yeah, K-9.
K-9?
Yeah.
Bark, bark.
Bark, bark.
Bark, bark. I am calling 911.
Oh, I thought that was from, Rocky IV.
And then he never called... No, that was, a weird alien man. Oh, weird alien
this
robot.
Is much more like the Doctor Who robot, yeah.
Yeah, and then it comes out... So...
Jessica.
No, it's not Jessica Jones.
But no, we're not even talking about that yet, because, we have to see the theater and the buying the truck.
Okay,
and...
he finds Optimus Prime, who's full of mortar shells and bullet holes, in an old movie theater.
This is a sensible thing to bring home.
And then this movie does the thing where it makes fun of itself, but it doesn't make up for the fact that how shitty it is.
Sequels are garbage.
Yeah, where,
nothing
the
but
theater
remakes
operator
and sequels,
is like, remakes and sequels, fuck those things. And this movie does this a lot, where people say, oh, this makes no sense for this person to do it, this... doesn't make any sense. The plan is stupid. It just says this over and over again. Yeah. And the movie is just pointing out how stupid it is, but it does not make up.
No,
but
for
it
how
also
is
trying to,
it's trying to be.
It also legitimizes itself as a movie by having Bill Murray's older brother in this scene. So
Brian
that's
Doyle
not,
Murray.
That's not Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah,
no.
It was.
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
No, dude, it's not.
Dude,
no.
It, oh dude, no, he looks.
It is 100% not. It's the jump to conclusions guy.
Yeah, dude, no, they look so much alike.
Office Space.
I can
guys,
see.
Is there a secret fourth Murray we don't know about?
No, there are four. There are four Murray brothers.
This is not
who's
one of the Murray brothers.
There's
though.
Brian Doyle. That's the one you're thinking
of.
There's Freddie Rumsen.
Yep.
There's Bill Murray, and then there's another brother.
Eddie Murray, the black one.
Yeah,
right?
Eddie Murray. Yeah.
Eddie Murray. It was in
Eddie
Delirious.
Murray, Eddie, no, yeah. Eddie Murray, who had I believe he had 3,000 hits. No, he had 500 home runs.
Yeah.
Eddie Murray played for the Padres.
But yeah, this guy's not one
I
of them.
I thought sure as shit that was Brian
Doyle
Murray.
This is the jumping conclusions guy, Matt.
You're right,
guy.
You're right. Why he was also on that show with Donald Logue and was really good as his dad.
Why does his son in this movie, why does that guy with the cowboy hat...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why
yeah.
does he talk about his dad being, blind and shitting his
who's
pants?
Who's sharp as
when he
shit.
Is not at all.
He's a normal man.
Well, that's because we're supposed to hate this guy.
Because
he's
a nerd.
He's like a nerd modern man. Yeah.
He's a beta male nerd. And this other guy's a real man.
Yeah.
Because that's the guys who made this movie make
$1 billion. Michael Bay sets up for people that would be the type of people that would complain about this movie, on the internet or write things about this movie.
Fucking nerds.
He sets up that type of person to be a piece of shit
that's because
in the movie.
Kids never care about their parents. Like my bitch daughter. I'm just trying to take her to prom.
I'm going to go to prom with you. What's wrong with you? I'm gonna go to prom with you.
I'm gonna be your first kiss. I'm gonna deflower you.
Let's go.
It's like she's cousin Vicky from National Lampoon's, and I French kiss and so what everybody does and she goes but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Yeah,
that's this girl. Yeah.
They throw a CG football around in the theater.
Yeah.
Then he finds a truck.
No, they don't throw a football around because TJ Miller's too fucking beta male to be able to catch or throw a ball.
Well,
he takes it off the face. And then he throws it immediately.
Mark Wahlberg
in front of him.
throws a football.
Perfect spiral, like Tom Brady.
Yeah. And then TJ Miller tries to throw it immediately.
Similar way I throw my nuts in your face.
Like it's a TJ Miller throws it, and it's supposed to be like an embarrassing, like bad throw, but he throws it with enough power that it ricochets off the thing immediately in front of him and flies like 400 yards.
Because TJ Miller can probably throw a football further than Mark Wahlberg can.
Yeah. TJ Miller apparently has super arms. And he can throw like a 400 yard pass.
Well, so you've noticed that NFL quarterbacks don't have giant pythons because that's not what makes it so you can throw a football far.
Right. But Mark Wahlberg could not lift his arms above his
shoulders. That loser Tom Brady's doing plyometrics when he should be doing protein.
At one point in this movie, he just drinks protein powder.
Yeah.
No.
Is that a joke?
We discussed this off mic.
To what Mark Wahlberg looks like,
you think? No, he eats it.
I don't know. I don't know why she comes, because she's like, I thought I just said the essentials. Like, I was like,
it might be giving the movie too much credit, but maybe that's a joke.
I thought it was like,
joke.
Oh, hey, we're on the run, so we need essentials. You need protein powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be a pretty clever joke.
But he doesn't want the protein powder.
Yeah, I know, but like he does. Like she's trying to say, well, like, this is what you assholes are eating.
Thanks, Tess, for thinking about my gains.
I think that it's in there because this movie is marketed towards...
Where's my ketchup?
Meathead Puds, who think that this is a cool movie.
Yeah, so then it cuts.
And it's not a good movie. It's really fucking entertaining.
You're enjoying it on a different level than I think it's intended to be enjoyed upon.
Like, Mark Wahlberg finds a truck.
It helps if you don't...
This movie's better if you don't have a conscience.
No, so...
Oh, fuck me.
His daughter's friends drop him
We're
off.
We're going frame by
off.
Frame.
Hold on. His daughter's friends drop her off, and she's like, oh, no,
to get tan to get drunk!
Yay!
I thought they were...
And then it cuts to her walking up the driveway, which is like 2 miles long.
Yeah.
Why didn't they drive her up the fucking driveway?
How do you think she keeps legs like that, Chris?
That's a good point. She does have the short shorts.
Well, here's the other thing is I thought that they were talking about, oh, we're almost done with school forever. I thought there was college. And then they drive off and they talk about getting drunk. And then it's like, no, they're in high school.
Yeah. I did like that it
was really... Well, they are in Texas. So there's like...
I did like that it was...
You're 16. We never have to go to school again.
Yeah. I did like that it was pretty accurate that if all you're going to do is tan, drink, and fuck older dudes, a college does not want to give you a scholarship.
No. And one does not.
Yeah.
So,
the girls like that I went to school with wound up in porn clips. So
really,
one of them did. Yeah.
I had one
for my high school.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Can you find it?
Yeah, I'll show it to you after the break. On the break,
I don't know if I could find it. Like right off, it was.
Do you know the stage name?
Chris.
No, there was
find it.
Use it.
There was someone sent it to me like it was pictures. It was like a gallery that someone had sent me.
What?
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by parts of it.
Boobs. I was pretty impressed. I was like, good job.
It was somebody in high school that you could always like was everyone's fallback position, which I never got to that point. But like, it was like, I probably could if I wanted to. But then like,
don't talk about a human being like that.
I'm not. Well, then the pictures
you just
came,
did.
Then the pictures came out, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh.
I don't know how she's doing now, but this was when she was probably 18 or 19 when we were...
Are you bringing it up right now?
No, there was this really weird goth girl at college with us, and someone found pictures of her posing nude in the, like, common area of the dorm.
Whoa.
Wow.
With, like, you can tell because it's that gross dorm furniture.
Oh, so it's, like, from 1978?
She made it grosser, yeah.
Oh, no.
But wow. in a sexy way.
Better or worse than Book of Shadows goth girl?
Or Bull Moose goth girl, as the case may be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ty's, yeah, that's right, Ty's Bull Moose. The one that...
that got away.
Yeah,
it's a lateral, yeah.
The one that
lateral?
Talked to him about a purchase. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so this fucking movie, let's get...
Ty would buy Digimon, hoping she'd talk to him.
That's not why he bought the Digimon. Yeah. He wanted the Digimon.
Not why I bought the Digimon.
Or Dr. Strange Tie, or why I learned to love the Digimon.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, Fraser Crane.
Nice guy. Yeah, Fraser Crane shows up.
Beast.
He's good.
He's Hank McCoy.
And he's like, I have a divorce to pay for, so I'm in this movie.
He's good in the sense that he's a talented actor. I don't think he's trying hard, but he's not.
He's
all right.
You wouldn't do this for God and country?
Bring me the Gordons.
I think he is talented enough that he spins it in such a way that he doesn't have to try really hard.
Yeah.
So like he characterizes the character in a way that he's not trying hard.
He's just
to
like, I'll make this
lines.
Character. This character is Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, this actually, character is going to be aloof and kind of a dick.
I like to think of it
so
as
that
like,
I don't have to try really hard.
I like to think that it's Hank McCoy, like he's Beast.
And at least we get some Tom Lennon, though.
Yes, Tom Lennon.
We do
great.
Get a little bit of Tom. Yeah. Lennon
I could always
there,
use
yeah.
a little bit more.
This is his character's second career after being an orthopedic doctor and looking at Bruce Wayne's knees.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Your cartilage.
Well, you said you've seen worse. Like, well, that's because you have no cartilage.
It's because you have mustache. No cartilage in your knees.
Then it shows the government dudes taking out an Autobot.
Yep.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Was so, it Medevac or whatever his name was?
This government program.
Ratchet, bro.
With dude from Deadwood.
They killed Ratchet. You mean Titus Welliver?
Yeah. So the Smoke Monster
Smoke
and
Monster
Kelsey Grammer yep. want to mm-hmm. kill all the Transformers.
It's Fraser Crane.
Fraser Crane and Smoke Monster want to destroy all of the Transformers.
Yeah. But so they work with a Transformer to do that.
So they work with a Transformer to set that up for no reason.
Lockjaw, what his name is? Lockdown?
Lockdown. Yeah.
So Lockdown is working with them for no reason at all because
lock
he
up?
Is...
Lockjaw is what I give the babes, right? Am I right?
Is it Lockup from, like, Batman?
The humans
lock up?
Do...
No, it's
not Lockup.
Humans do jack shit for his cause, so yeah. I don't even know why he's working with them.
I don't know what the motivation... Like,
because
there's no motivation for
this. Contracts.
These.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Just words. Anyway,
yeah.
Now tell me this: why are the bad? Why is the government? Why are they doing this?
There's no reason.
Like, they also
it's not the government because Kelsey Grammer is like retired.
Because honestly,
the Smoke Monster is just working for him.
If giant metal aliens wipe Chicago off the map, would you miss it?
I've never been to
personally,
Chicago, so
I don't
care.
No,
I've been to Chicago once. It was great, but
I
wouldn't
have a
really care.
I mean, you there?
If they wiped out the right half,
I did have a sausage.
McLean?
Dub Bears.
We're a major port.
For a lake.
For a lake. And Anakin?
Anakin?
Is he from... Is he from, the, is he from the Great Lakes region? He must be.
He's from
accent.
Iowa or something, yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like Des Moines?
Something like Des Moines.
He's probably
I don't like places like Des Moines.
Everyone
Des,
great is
not,
always from like
it's not spelled
either
good,
New
like
York
Boston.
Or the Midwest. That's like the only places.
Yeah, it's because you're either a big city or you're in the Midwest. Where you get it's just time to think out there.
Or you just where you have to punch your way out.
Or you're just from Dorchester and you got big dreams.
No, you're from the Northeast. You like you know the fast paced life. You know yeah. what? Just get a job, have some kids, and die.
Yeah, you're in New York. You're on the roller coaster. You go
and
like,
you're right, and everything's right there.
Yeah, you go right into it. Or if you're from the Midwest, you have to be great because you have to fucking. Fight your way out of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy now? Like, we only have two steps left. Just kids and death.
Yeah. It's just about
you
death.
Just have one.
I
have
Chris has death.
Death.
I mean,
yeah.
Chris, what do you get to look
death.
Forward to?
Every
death.
Day you wake up, bro, it's borrowed time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I know. When, like, net, once my wife lets me lose my virginity that one time, then hopefully we'll have a kid,
yeah.
like, from that once.
From that one time,
from
yeah.
the one time, yeah. And then I can die after that.
I mean,
let's still get to have sex once.
She could basically go Mantis and eat your face off afterwards.
I really, really feel like we're not going fast enough through this movie.
We're going to skip large chunks of it, so don't worry about it.
Fast like an Autobot.
Okay, so there's. Let's just talk about this. So James asks, he goes, did you not even have any fun? And I said, I did. I had, there are some of the action in this movie is good with when it's CG. When there are no people on screen, I'm kind of having fun.
It's the TMNT effect.
Yeah, it's just like Ninja Turtles. When there's no people, I'm like, okay.
Can we talk about the product placement?
Yeah, we can talk.
Hey,
if we have time to talk
get
about
get Daddy's
the
alien gun while he drink this Bud Light
yeah.
and shoot this Oreo robot.
I'm surprised he didn't. Like, at one point, there's a Bud Light truck that gets blown up, and the Bud Light logo
is
right
label
in your face.
Up perfectly, it, like a million bottles of Bud Light.
First, the truck is pointed, like the back of the truck is pointed right at you. And
then he
picks
one
up.
He like snaps the top off
on the dude's car,
has a drink,
you know what?
And stares
the
this
car.
Fucking nerd down. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you fucking nerd! Hey,
get my alien gun so I can fucking bully you.
Yeah,
after I play football and everyone loves me, but you're a fucking loser playing on the chess club.
I said,
but I'm better than you. But now you're my fucking boss because I'm a fucking loser. From
do
Dorchester.
I have insurance on my alien ship?
Yeah, he's just like
seriously.
Hey, this
and
is
then
an,
he just
this
like snaps the bottle.
Crap. Yeah,
hey, snaps the bottle on the dude's car
he
door.
Pops
yeah,
the top,
snap it like a football.
When he walks up too. The shot is such that everything is, all the color is muted and gray
except
for
the
bottles.
Blue. Yeah.
Except for the bottles, which pop like Daniel Craig's blue eyes in Casino Royale.
Oh, they are like his dreamy eyes.
It's just like his dreamy eyes. Chris and I have been watching a lot of James Bond movies, so that's why we're having a lot of Bond references.
We love them.
And when his blue eyes pop, then you guys pop, and you pop each other in your mouth.
Yeah. Popping cherries. Cherry popping daddies. Yeah. Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh, and my favorite product placement is the Beats Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, the Beats.
The Tooch.
The Beats. He makes the pill. It's like the pill.
The pill. A gun.
he's got the metal that can make seemingly anything you want from his mind, which is the unspoken most impressive part about that.
How does that even happen? Yeah, people just
is that
like,
he can just decide what he wants, and it makes them like. Why don't they talk about that part?
Vibrator.
Yeah,
the batteries. They make the batteries inside.
I think metal Oreo robot was even better.
Well, like the metal that can do.
What's the name of that metal?
Like, it could just become transformium.
Yeah,
the transformium that can become anything you want.
I just want to be scientific
about
this.
Where does that go on the periodic table?
How is it reading his mind?
What's the atomic weight?
It's element 69, bro.
There you go. Do you like music? Would you? The pill. It's a Beats. He's got the label perfectly. It's upright. He's just like...
He's holding it right in the middle. He's just he puts it right here. He's like, the pill?
The pill?
And
the
like,
Beats music
and
Bluetooth
speaker? And it's obviously ADR. Like, it's just like... The shot is just him holding it right in the middle of the frame, and then just
the pill,
and that's it. And then at one point too, when they're in Hong Kong, there is a bus that has Victoria's Secret right on the back. And
it does.
And it is parallel to the screen.
Yeah,
it is just like it could not be any more of like it's like a billboard.
Oh, the placement is so bad.
It's very bad. So can we talk real quick? We can't go chronologically because it's not enough time. So let's talk about elements. Let's talk about Shane Diesel or whatever his name is.
Oh, with this crazy accent.
I thought he was Australian.
Oh, the fucking Lucky Charms punk? Who's banging my daughter?
I can do whatever I want with your daughter.
Wahlberg calls him Lucky Charms twice, which is to indicate that he has
several
an Irish
times.
Accent.
Yep. But then he doesn't sometimes. And sometimes he sounds like he's like, hey there, mate. I can't wait to get into your daughter's
pants. I am 95%.
His tiny shorts.
Into her out back.
I am 95% confident that they put those scenes about him being Irish in after he shot all that other stuff where they realized that he was not able to do an American accent because he was clearly trying to do an American accent through a lot of the movie.
I'm going
to
eat your daughter's blooming onion. Right, mate. That's how he sounds. Sometimes he straight up sounds like he's Australian.
He does, yeah.
Like he's trying to, because he's a U.S. born Irish. He's an Irish American.
Yeah, but he
moved
to Ireland when he was two.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't have an American accent at all.
Well, his parents would have an American accent, I would assume. But you usually
only one of his parents was American.
So he'd have like a weird hybrid.
The good
maybe.
Parent. Right?
I don't even think he would have a hybrid.
Well, because I think typically your accent comes from your peers, too. So that would make sense if he was like...
Yeah, so he had one parent that was full Irish.
Talk about Martin, too,
one parent that was American, then he moved to Ireland.
How'd you get all the way out here without boots or a hat?
Well, he's like Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson
yeah.
is what
do you
an
mean
Australian
like
accent.
If I was his brother?
And a reasonable Australian accent and a reasonable American accent.
Yeah, Gibbo can do it.
Not.
But Gibbo, an unreasonable man.
Yeah, very unreasonable man. But Gibbo can do the accent, no problem.
Yeah. This guy
slawed right into it.
Definitely not.
Rumpa Stumpa. I believe that was his first movie. Was Rumpa Stumpa?
No, that was Russell Crowe.
Wasn't that Russell Crowe's first movie? Yeah. Same thing.
Nope.
Same guy. He's the same guy.
Nope.
Both of them. Russell Crowe and Mel Gibson, same movie. Rumpa Stumpa.
Who wants to eat?
who the fuck wants to eat? That's right. When he goes crazy on everybody. Okay, so yeah, Shane Diesel.
TJ Miller has a good line
before his death.
Oh, before he gets
transformiumed.
He gets turned into a molten man.
When Mark Wahlberg is talking about his contract,
scratch your chest more into the mic. Thanks.
He says that he owns him.
Yeah.
And TJ Miller says, "I don't think you can own a person." It's been a while, even in Texas.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
And also,
TJ Miller was so good. Like I was so sad when he died.
Yeah. He's always good.
Yeah. And then,
he's an effortless, like slacker dude. He's great.
He was out of the movie at 45 minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which means there were
two hours of pain.
He was not in it.
Pain, no gain.
And so at 45 minutes, like we haven't even met like any of the other Transformers.
Nope.
Transformers.
Barely met Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime, by the way, he shows up and he wants to murder these humans.
Oh, he does. He is pissed.
Back off, humans.
I didn't see three, though. Two.
I feel like this is what happened. They got the same voice as the cartoon from the 80s.
Yeah. What's his name?
Peter Cullen.
Yeah.
So,
Edward's dad.
Did you, James, did you watch 2 and 3?
Bro,
of course.
Mom.
Of course.
So what happened in those that would make Optimus Prime so bitter?
Is this something that happened
well,
in
there's
between
like
3 and 4?
There's 5 years between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And they kind of go over it very briefly, as is any story in a Michael Bay movie.
There's a story in a Michael Bay movie?
So...
premise. He means premise.
Oh, yeah.
And I
plot outline, maybe?
A sketch.
Script pages?
Yeah, at the end of, like... I think at the end of 3, they decide to work together or something, whatever. And then in between then and now, the U.S.
Is 3 the one with the snake robots that kill the skyscrapers?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That one was actually pretty good as far as these movies go.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, but
fuck
no,
yourself.
Definitely
fuck
not.
Yourself. No, the Autobots were supposed to be working with the U.S. government, which gives them up, and they tell them to leave in 3. But then they save the day, so I think everything's good. But in between the 5-year span from 3 and 4, story-wise, not production-wise, something happened where the U.S. government wants them to leave because we shouldn't be working with aliens.
Hmm.
Build a wall, keep them out, our jobs, right?
Build a wall around Earth.
That's not totally unreasonable, I guess. Yeah.
So, guys...
and everyone knows it.
Mark Wahlberg is an inventor in this movie. At one point before,
that part, that's funny.
Well, the reason why the government decides to do that is because Lockdown comes and offers them something that the Tooch wants.
The Tooch.
That
the seed,
fruitcake.
That Kelsey Grammer wants.
Give me that
so
seed.
So that way he can retire and have a nice retirement.
Grammer wants the Tooch's money. And the Tooch wants
the seed that only Kelsey can give him.
Mm, give me that seed.
But the Tooch only wants
wide.
The seed because
Megatron
wants the seed.
Oh, yeah, give me that
seed
all over my bald head. Oh, man, get you a pet.
I like the Tooch in this movie, though.
He's the best. He's absolutely it's like...
and I love that they gave him the one F-bomb. Because a PG-13 usually gets one.
Yeah,
if they want to use it. And so they're in a hall with like a bunch of old Chinese ladies. He goes... how do you say get the fuck out of the way in Chinese?
I think the Tooch, it's like he showed up to set, and I told James, it's kind of like there's like that one kid on the Little League team who's really good,
yeah,
and the coach doesn't tell him what to do. So they're just like, all right, just do whatever you want because you're the best actor here. So
the
just
Tooch
do
just
you
had
want.
A few movies like that where he just shows up. It's a shitty movie.
You think
he just shows up and just fucking ruins the place.
You think he does whatever he wants?
Devil Wears Prada is another
Hunger
one.
Games?
Yeah.
Hunger Games when he's that guy and he eats all the scenery with those giant white teeth.
But the Transformers movies
always
have that.
He wasn't in the new one enough. I just saw the new one. And
he should have been Katniss.
He has like one or two scenes. Yeah, he should have been.
He could pull it off.
But he doesn't like about propaganda.
Movies all
they
have
should
that,
have
right?
Him.
So it was John Turturro in the first one.
Yeah.
The Jesus.
And he's in the first 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was somebody else, though, in the third one, too, that was, like, good.
That's what these movies do. These movies get...
they get
Francis,
one guy
no, they get
ruin.
I think it's like Frances McDormand was in it.
Was she?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. There was
no,
a lady.
Dylan McDermott.
There was a lady McDermott. That you would believe would bang John Turturro.
Oh, okay.
And she's like the one I can think of.
That must be right.
We're talking about Fargo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John
Turturro in Fargo?
No.
No.
Francis McDormand.
He was in Miller's Crossing and
that movie Fargo.
Big Lebowski.
It's like, hey. Yeah,
and Big Lebowski,
hey,
yeah.
Don't you know?
But not in Fargo.
Yeah. So anyway, Mark Wahlberg is an inventor. At one point, he's making a machine to paint with a roller, and then he starts screaming at it like a psychopath.
He can't figure out
why are you shaking?
How to make a fucking robot like, that rolls paint?
Yeah, I'm like, well, why?
He's
are you,
the worst
well,
fucking
bully.
Robot maker.
I'm like,
and he has the beer delivery robot that he has T.J. Miller
that
test out.
Work, that
like,
doesn't work.
He's like, so it just gets the drink like kind of close to me. Like,
so what's the point of? First off,
the MythBusters dudes made one that delivered cans like right into your chest.
Why? why would you scream at a robot that you make? Like, it doesn't.
Because
it's not,
he's
it's
terrible.
Not it's not choosing.
I built them ears for me to abuse.
It's not choosing to just be like. It's like it's the Asimov laws. It's like the robot can't just do whatever it wants. It's, it doesn't choose to fuck up. Like, you didn't make a good robot.
It's one of the robotic laws is you can't deliver beer directly to a human.
You cannot have them paint. They cannot be Tom Sawyers.
They will not paint.
Well, I killed my spouse with football spousal abuse, so now I build these robots to beat up.
Oh, my God. So, the felt something is when the dinosaurs died. Second time is when they kill...
What was it like? It was like love, probably?
Yeah. I was like, I love these dinosaurs.
T.J. Miller, right?
No, I didn't care about T.J. Miller.
You didn't care about when he died?
I don't care about... if any of the people in
then
here...
Then it turned into a Lamborghini commercial?
Yeah.
Lamborghini drove by his smoldering body.
When they killed the medevac, I felt bad when they killed the medevac. The med guy. What's his name again? I already forgot. Wrench.
Ratchet.
Socket.
Yeah.
When they killed Socket.
Them apart. Yeah.
Are you being Optimus Prime?
Yes. Roll out.
I do like that.
Autobots.
It's a kind of a weird thing to like, but he is.
Let's bone.
Yeah.
Chewy.
So he's the hero of the movie, and he has kind of a righteous anger going the whole time. Like,
Optimus, is he always that pissed?
No. Because he's like Jesus in the temple, throwing lender tables
all
over the place.
Get your coins out of here. I am your robot savior.
Where are all the drugs going?
Yeah. Oh, we haven't even gotten to the car chase yet.
There's a car chase? Oh, the car chase when Rally Man?
Yeah.
That's when Rally Man?
Oh, when he punches a dude in the face with his car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I actually noted that. That a dude gets punched in the face with a car.
Hey, two things about Rally Man, okay? First off, he needs to
I am a lucky charm.
That's right. I have your daughter as my lucky charm. Just pull my stick. So at one point,
she's got the best hands in the biz on my wiener.
He can't steer and pull the e-brake. She needs to pull the e-brake with him. Like, that's something that they do when they rally race. Is that something that rally racers do?
No.
They need a brake.
The driver always pulls the e-brake.
They need a brake man. They need a brake man to do it.
I watched a lot of rally. The co-driver...
Just for this movie? No,
not just for this movie, but in general. Like, the co-driver always just says directions out loud to the driver.
Why?
Wait a second. And then, okay, second off...
I've never...
Are you okay?
I've never questioned anyone's... Like, resource or depth of knowledge, but like,
why would you just watch
rally races?
I like
he likes
rally
the cars.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I like it.
Well,
yeah.
Look at that Jetta. Look what they did to the suspension. I love
now,
it.
Now, when you're watching like Bigfoot truck drive races, do you need two people?
No, I don't watch those.
What about someone just to operate the stereo?
What about when you're driving to work? Does someone need to sit in the car with you?
No, in rally races, you have the one person who's memorized the turns of the race and calls them out to the driver as they go.
Why don't they just use their HUD?
Because they don't have one.
They should have a HUD.
They're not permitted.
It's not a video game?
No, it's not a video game.
So there's that, but then how does he know that there's a Hot Wheels loop when he jumps out the window?
No, apparently they've done it before. Because they call it out. She calls it, like, lose him in the factory, and then they go in the factory.
That's ridiculous.
They've set up a ramp out the third floor of the factory that goes down a perfect ramp.
You don't have one of these set up near your house just in case you need like a quick escape?
No.
Oh, really?
I pity you then.
I just get in my car and I would just drive away.
Okay, I can go pee. And when I come back, I expect us to be an hour further.
All right, well, I'll drive us forward. So after they get away and then we find out... the real reason that everybody's chasing him is because T.J. Miller... called the government because he's like, oh, we can get $25,000.
Because he was being sensible.
Yeah.
That's
what the government tells you to do. And this movie punishes him like a horror movie.
If you don't pay your taxes, you become a living fucking metal sculpture.
So what happens... I'll get attacked. Oh, Jesus God, there's so much. I said, at one point, when T.J. Miller dies, I said... It feels like the middle of a movie, right? Because, here's a guy we've known from the beginning.
This
He's
is
dead
like
now.
Still first act.
I know. I said, this should be the middle. Two hours
left.
This
is like a sweet guitar. It's a first act.
Chris, that actually wouldn't be a good guitar.
Oh, I got hiccups now. Great. This is perfect for a fucking podcast.
I just sanded down and like put together a Les Paul.
So they have the Romeo
act.
And Juliet law talk.
Yeah, and
which is very creepy and very pervy on Cade McNown's part. No, not Cade. Shane Diesel.
Yeah.
I keep. Can you hear my hiccups when I fucking do that?
Yeah, go, I can. They're coming through pretty hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what was that?
I'm trying to stop it. You keep talking. Talk about Romeo and Juliet law. Keep talking, man. I'm gonna come over and regulate my breathing and
so
stop.
So Cade, hero of the story, finally meets his stupid daughter's boyfriend, Shane Dyson, I think.
Yeah, Shane Diesel.
Look it up. Yeah, look that up. He makes vacuums. And
Shane Diesel does not make vacuums.
He makes messes that vacuums should clean up. Yeah. So he meets his daughter's boyfriend who's older. So she's 17 and he's
20.
He's, well, that's illegal. You're like raping my daughter. That's my job.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna call the cops.
And, but what he doesn't know is that he has the rape card.
He does. He plays the rape card.
Yeah.
Which says it's a laminated copy of the Romeo and Juliet.
It looks like a Cards Against Humanity card.
It's the Rape and Juliet card.
So then at one point he goes, Romeo and Juliet, how did you know how they ended up? And then his daughter
also has a different statute number than he
just jump right in.
Quotes.
You're well versed in it,
I'm
guessing.
You need to know.
Well, no, he says it out loud and then over showing the card. And the card has a different statute number on it than he's saying.
What you need to know is that
he says, you know how Romeo and Juliet ended up? And his daughter says, in love. And he goes, dead. So he's indicating that by dating...
Yeah, and that's why she didn't get a fucking scholarship.
By dating...
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah. No, by dating, they will die.
I'm
going to
kill both of you with my dick.
Yeah.
You'll die because you're dating. No boys. You don't date, and I don't date. Because we date each other.
Well, he dated someone. He dated someone, and she died.
Oh, my God. No. So, okay, another thing. So, she says that she needs to be the adult in the house. However, he seemingly does everything, although she cooked. Like, she says something like...
You don't even know how to cook without ketchup, Dad!
Oh, my God! Well, Dad's out there making fucking money, and what are you doing? You're sitting around...
My mommy and daddy!
Well, he's not making money, I think is the
point.
Well,
yeah, but she's not making money,
no, because people can drop off, like, their remote controllers, and he'll fix them for 10 cents.
They have the shittiest bank ever. That sends realtors over to their house before they even foreclose on them.
Well, he's also a genius inventor, apparently, or kind of. That's great. So he's some kind of inventor, but he doesn't know how to balance a checkbook. She says, I had to teach you how to balance a checkbook. There's no way that a 17-year-old girl in 2014 even knows what a checkbook is.
True.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to just get through that ass that you ripped.
That's a new low.
Okay, so at one point, after they get away, Optimus Prime gets a makeover. I don't even remember how that happens.
They pass a truck
on the highway, yeah.
Oh.
And he's like, I like your look, B. And that's pretty good, actually.
And then he calls all the Autobots to him. He throws out like the...
Autobots! That's bone.
And then, Autobots destroy...
John Goodbot shows up. Ken Watanabot shows up.
Ken Watanabot. Yeah.
And then we get two other bots.
Yeah, we get a fat Transformer and a racist Transformer.
Joe DiMaggiobot.
Yep.
John
DiMaggiobot. Yeah. Not Joe DiMaggio.
DiMaggio. I do a haiku as a samurai bot.
That was very racist. They made Ken Watanabe the samurai bot.
Yeah. And also
That fart stinks really bad, by the way. Just letting you know. It's very stinky, and I'm smelling it now.
Well, I do like that,
thanks for doing that.
John Goodbot is there, but later on, because Bumblebee can't talk, he uses a quote from John Goodman.
Yeah, he does. He uses a one from Big
Totally
Lebowski.
Calm, dude. Yeah.
I did like that the...
And they shit on Bumblebee all the time, like, take this piece of crap car out of here. Like, it's a pristine 60s Camaro. Like,
yeah.
Anyone would fucking love to have that.
We don't scan antiques.
And it's way better than like the modern one he turns into later.
Yeah. Oh, the Chevy?
Yeah, ever since the first one.
All Camaros are Chevys, bro.
Ever since the first one, they've been making it out like Bumblebee is a shitty car. But like right from the beginning,
the only thing shitty
like
about
a vintage
him is his stupid
60s
paints?
Camaro.
Yeah.
It's like, what is wrong with you?
Well, I wanted to say when they call the Autobots together. Do you notice how they just do everything they can to destroy the American West?
Yes.
Like, they are stomping all over all these buttes and all these other, like, natural formations. They're just riding them, like, riding the rails, like doing fucking popping wheelies and yeah. doing like skateboard grinds on them. Like they've got those grinding shoes from high school. They have the little plates in them, so you can like you can well, and you can be walking just grind down a rail. That's what they're doing to like everything. Yeah, all of the West, like Grand Canyon, just like.
When I was watching this movie, and I was like,
grind shoes.
Take that.
They had to get
buttes.
They have to put the wax on the inside so they can really get like they don't like frictionless traction on it.
Take that. Birth of Man.
Like John Goodman's a really good actor. He can do comedy.
When he's not drunk, yeah.
He can do serious stuff too. At one point they have him say, "I'm a wicked warrior
yes.
robot."
Yes. It's like, that's because a toy needs to say that later on. That's why when he's fighting at the end, he's like, "I'm a wicked warrior robot."
Do you think he showed up for the day and he's like, "Guys, like, just please don't make me say this."
No, he said. They said here. They went.
Ching, ching.
No, we're talking about John Goodman here.
I work with the fucking Coens. Like, what is going wrong? Oh, I needed booze. Okay, that's how I did this.
Everybody who's worked with the Coens.
Okay,
really,
Chris. And I know you picked up on it. Now it's time to talk about it. The misogyny in this movie. How many times do they call?
Very subtle.
They call dudes bitches.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot this bitch. Don't be a bitch. Don't bitch out on me. Like,
what about when they're alien in the alien ship and they see the walking toothed vagina?
Yeah.
And John Goodman shoots it and then says he has shizzle on his face from
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's just squirting shizzle. All over him.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be like from Alien. I think it's supposed to be like a face hugger. It looks kind of like a face hugger thing.
Well, they did make the joke. He's like,
it looks
it's
like
acid.
A cunt.
Yeah. And then it turns out
but
it's
no,
just
it does
scum,
look like
yeah.
It does look like the vagina from Teeth.
It's bad. It's like
he's got denta vagina.
Yeah.
This movie definitely
vagina dentata.
I mean, from Mark Wahlberg's daughter character on, it's the like
she's
extremely
also
misogynist.
They spray her with baby oil with from like a spritzer all the time. She's so shiny.
Yeah, they did like the same gross Megan Fox treatment that they do
with less toe thumbs.
With less toe thumbs.
Two less toe thumbs.
And the mouth that can't close.
And her, face,
her mouth closed, which is a step up.
And her face is always closed the entire time.
Yes.
Her face is always covered in blush, too. Like,
yeah.
Don't
yeah.
forget, she's just a young girl.
She's done up like a baby
blush
doll.
Blush and oil.
She's done up like a baby doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A real doll.
Protect her, but desire her.
They gave her the short shorts.
You fucking weirdos. Oh, yeah.
And they gave her nothing
fucking
important
nerds.
To do.
Yeah.
Nerds gonna bait so hard to this.
Yeah. She just gets captured, and it's bullshit.
Well, yeah, when she go, okay.
I bet you wish you were a hot hunk driver who could punch dudes in the face with his
a
car.
A rally driver.
Could,
only rally drivers
bang
football players
girl.
Get babes.
You know, I think we could... It's so bad in movies, we could switch this podcast to just being about misogyny and...
About Michael Bay movies.
And Michael Bay movies, or just movies in general. Like, almost every movie we've done is guilty of that.
Yeah. Well, at one point,
guilty
she's...
Wait. Misogyny means awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, misogyny okay, yeah. means awesome. Yeah. And
well,
sexy.
So there's at one point where
smell
Optimus
the,
Prime...
Sniff the glove.
Massage sexy. Yeah.
When Optimus Prime was fighting Galvatron...
It is very sexy.
It's like massage... misogyny.
A misogyny.
It's like getting a good misogyny.
I had a nice 50-minute misogyny the other day.
Yeah, nice.
It was great. Galvatron and Optimus Prime are fighting in a road. She is caught like in the battle, right? And then Shane Diesel
and
doesn't
totally
do anything
because she's a girl.
Doesn't do anything to go out there. And then Cade McNown kind of takes two steps and goes, "Run away! Run to the field!"
Hey,
and then they
hey, run away!
Get out of there! Hey.
Get out of there.
Because she can't figure out, like, maybe I should get, maybe
should
get away
protein
from
this morning.
I should get away from this robot fight. So at a certain point, they're fighting. She gets into a car.
And so she can get captured.
So yeah. So she can go up into a spaceship.
And that someone can come save her.
Because it's not like that car could get crushed by these giant robots that are fighting.
Oh, no, certainly
like,
not.
Ever. So that was, I'm just watching this going,
only
why?
Because half of it has already been crushed by a giant robot.
Yeah, she was right there.
But
when
she
was,
gets into it anyway.
She goes, oh, I'll be safe inside this car.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Chris is going to drink. Oh, James is sharing a Gansett with Chris.
Oh, thanks.
You guys going to. Wait. 3, 2.
Because Chris is a man
one.
Who can drink beer.
Oh, that's good.
That was in stereo.
Perfectly synchronized.
Wait. Next time, baby.
Oh.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
That's a callback to Iron Man. You need to go watch Iron Man 2.
Yeah, next time, baby. Because I'm going to be in Transformers 5.
Oh, my God.
And Hasbro announced 5, 6, 7, and 8.
That was my
drunk
episode.
Are you kidding me?
I'm never fucking leaving.
8?
I might be leaving, but the Transformers ain't.
Are they really going to make an 8?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are there any...
And they're going to try to cross it up with G.I. Joe.
Fast and the Furious.
Aside from slasher movies, have they get to 8?
Fast and the Furious is going to
be
there.
Are they just on 7?
They're on 7, but they're going to be doing 8.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because they can't have money... They need more...
Talking about family and cars.
But are there any other movies that, like, focused on one... I guess that does, yeah.
You know, we're talking about family.
No, well, but not consistently with the same character. Optimus Prime has been in every single one, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
and so has Bumble Bitch.
But like Fast and Furious,
B?
Dom.
Thanks, B.
Buckethead was not in.
Buckethead?
Yeah.
You mean Buckethead like the musician who wears a KFC bucket on his head?
Buckethead like Vin
Diesel. The song Jordan.
Who talks like it sounds like he's got a bucket over his head all the time.
The guy that's better than Slash?
He is better than Slash.
He actually is better than Slash, yeah.
Technically, but not when you're talking about my Guns N' Roses, bro.
Oh, yeah, you may be right. Slash is better in Guns N' Roses than Buckethead is in Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
I'm looking up Buckethead's song now.
Dom was in number 1, sat out number 2, cameoed number 3, which chronologically took place along with number 6. Then was in 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Dead Guy was in number 1 and number 2, sat out number 3, and then was in the rest. I don't think he'll be in anymore, though.
Jesus.
That is hope.
All right, I can't find it.
I do like the little scout. We didn't touch that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd get that.
I got you.
So so they go up in the robot spaceship, right?
Yeah.
They get up there somehow. They get these annoying fucking robots with them.
They go up there somehow. For some reason the ship doesn't like go 10 feet off the ground for like 20 minutes, so they can just go alongside it and jump in.
That's true. I guess I don't know. That's and then they're happens. In there. And
if
then they're
there
in
was
there.
Gas pouring out of that ship, John McClane could have blown it up.
Yeah, he could have blown it up real easily. So, yeah, Lockjaw is in there, and he's like, I got Optimus Prime. I got him now. And then everyone goes, no, we're going to get Optimus Prime back.
Lockjaw has a security system that like, shoots tentacles out of the walls, sends like robot dogs after people.
Yeah.
He still has no idea that there are people on the ship.
Wargs.
Or that entire chunk of the ship fly off.
If you tased a robot dog... How would it walk okay for a week? And then, so he brings in Optimus Prime, and he mentions something about, like, the Knights of, like...
Knights of the Old Republic.
Temuera Morrison or something. Yeah. And then that's something completely different. We've never heard anything of that from the movies.
Sure.
So it's just like, hey, let's set up some backstory. Not visit it. Whatever. Fuck you guys. You're the
Transformer
audience.
Knights.
The Dinobots. Don't
worry
about
it. Look inexplicably like medieval knights.
Yeah.
From, like, human medieval knights.
Yeah, well, there are robots that have eyeballs for no reason.
And pretty much only eyeballs. They're like a bunch of Johnny Fives.
They do look
around.
Like Johnny Fives. They look like Johnny Five when Johnny Five turns into evil Johnny Five.
Yeah, they need input.
Yeah.
And input is murdering people.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter wants some input from that Shane guy, but I'm not going to let him have it.
She's already had the input from Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shane snuck into the house, remember? Yeah.
As long as he doesn't go in the exhaust port, I'm okay.
Do you know, like, Shane's supposed to be a cool guy, right? But he bitches out all the time, according to the movie.
Hey. Okay. Hey. So they're in...
Let's not use the parlance of the movie.
No, because he says, don't bitch out, and then he bitches out.
I'm sorry.
I know he does. He surrenders
immediately.
He pussies
out.
Yeah, he surrenders immediately. He does a Jar Jar Binks. He throws the gun on the ground, and it zaps everybody.
They both have alien zap guns. Yeah. He drops his and doesn't pick it up.
He drops his bomb
then
zap
you know
gun.
What? They just have one for the rest of the movie. They could have two, but he's too much of a fucking putz.
I feel like I would be pretty cowardly in that situation. Like a lion. In a robot ship. Like when robots are coming and I'm like behind a thing and I'm like surrounded. I don't think jumping out and surrendering is the most cowardly thing you could do there. Like that would take a certain amount of balls to jump out and even just surrender.
No.
I think like the most cowardly thing you could do is be frozen and stay behind the thing.
Maybe,
yeah,
I
but
guess.
You're
it's
dating
like the second most cowardly thing you could do.
You're dating a girl whose dad is 400 pounds of muscle milk. Like
I am very alarmed at the amount of mass that Mark Wahlberg has in his upper body in this movie.
Well, no, it's not even his upper body; it's just his upper arms and shoulders, and that's it.
Yeah.
No forearms, no legs. Probably torso. He's probably working on the torso.
So he's just like...
He's doing some Russian twists.
Crammed roids and did fucking butterflies for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like the poultry farmers union.
What happens?
Stock
in this
goes
movie?
Up when he's in town from all those fucking egg whites.
What? Okay. What happens? Because they fight. They fight up there, and then they're up there for like 2 hours. Are you ripping again?
Just sipping that beer.
Sipping, not ripping.
Just sipping.
Okay. Sipping on gin and juice.
Nipping.
Nipping.
Sipping Gansets.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
Jinx.
We could still get a
pinch poke. You owe me Transformers 3. Binks. We're doing that next time.
Binks.
No, we're not.
From now on, if we do that,
that one has,
you got to call Binks.
That one has Patrick Dempsey in it, though.
Mm. McDreamy?
Yeah.
Wait, McDreamy's in Transformers 3?
Except he's McBad Guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I kind of like it. I like the idea of him being McBad Guy.
Oh, and it has...
Is he good?
You know what he has?
No, because he's a bad guy.
He's got Craig-style dreamy blues.
Is he good at being bad guy?
Yeah, and it has...
Splendid!
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That guy?
No, the
toe
girl.
No. Oh, no, Toe Cutter's not in it?
No.
The girl.
No, it has the girl, yeah.
Who's
Lion
Splendid?
Face, the pregnant?
Yeah. Oh. Lion Face.
I mean, I guess she hits all the notes of being attractive,
my favorite
but
one
it's
was...
like, it's kind of flat. Like,
yeah.
Your face kind of resembles the symmetry that a big cat has.
She's
like, you're Leo Panthera in that face right now.
She's like, so she's less than the sum of the parts?
Yeah.
I got to say, my favorite one, Fury Road, was Elvis's granddaughter.
Ooh. I'm going to pet your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pet your tumor. Oh. I don't have an accent. It's kind of weird. What's an American doing down in Australia? Viva Australia. Not Zoe Kravitz?
Nope.
She's doing it too. She's pretty cute.
She's all right. But my favorite one is definitely
when she has fly wings.
She has Lenny hair, though.
I like the red hair and all that stuff.
Do you think she dumps like Lenny and clogs up the toilet?
Do you think your parents tear open?
They have dumping syndrome. Yeah, yeah. They have like dumping syndrome. Where it's like you eat a hamburger
Lenny
and a hamburger Kravitz, comes out your butt.
Lenny Kravitz was like clogging up his toilet so bad he sold his house.
It's probably the toilet paper.
Yeah, it's the toilet's fault.
His toilet just can't handle it.
I bet he uses the wet wipes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
Does. You can't flush those.
You really should not do that. Yeah.
It's like when if you go to if any place off
American Poopy won't flush on me.
If you go any place that's off a resort in Mexico, their plumbing can't handle toilet paper, so you have to throw it in a bin.
Really?
It's just like in a trash can. It's just like
that's the worst.
I just fucking shit on the side of the road.
Disgusting.
There's somebody did that too in one of the places we went. Off the reservation. On the reservation, it was amazing. Off the reservation.
There's a reservation.
Yeah.
That's a little. That's
I have to go. Cool. I have to go make a pee-pee now.
Yeah.
So you guys need to fucking try to get this movie going.
Okay.
Right?
Where are we?
Every time one of us leaves, we come back further behind in the movie.
Yeah. I need to back it up. There's some scenes we forgot.
Okay. Okay.
I have no idea where we are. I didn't make any notes for this one.
What is the last thing we talked about?
Elvis's daughter?
Yeah. She wasn't really in this movie, though. We were just talking about how she
I guess you're right.
Super hot.
Are they in Hong Kong yet?
No.
Have we met the Tooch yet?
No, we have not. Let's talk about the Tooch.
Okay.
I like when the Tooch walks into his building and he's dissatisfied with the noise of the future.
The
sound effect that it makes. Yeah. Yeah.
It should be boundless.
Yeah.
And it's not.
I bet that's...
How many people got fired because they got that sound wrong?
I bet that's an inside joke.
Yeah.
I bet that noise was like the Transformers noise originally and Michael Bay rejected it. I think Michael Bay thinks that he's that guy.
I don't know. Maybe. The Transformers noise, though, is like... That noise plays, earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fucking lazy that, like, the new Transformers that the Tooch built just, like, shimmered and...
Yeah, why did they even, like, form into robots?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just stay in
why aren't
that,
you
like...
just, like, a hurricane of metal?
Yeah. Yeah, why didn't they stay in that school of fish of metal chunks and just kill things?
Like,
and
was
also
that...
they went...
Was that cheaper than animating the whole thing?
Couldn't
or
have. Like...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was because you just have this...
Well, they have to animate the robot.
You just have this wind of metal. So you have a car,
yeah,
metal wind, not cemetery wind, then robot, and then they can just change the color palette on the metal wind for every robot.
Yeah, it seems like that would have been the most efficient way for them to kill things. Like, you just stay in the chunks, and you just, flow through something and destroy it.
What chunks?
Well, the new Transformers that would turn into, the metal bits. Flying the tornadoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they should have just stayed that way. Why would they form into robots?
Would they turn into Dippin' Dots?
Why would they turn into cars, for instance?
Because cars are cool, and nerds don't like cars, so...
I did actually like the car selection in this movie because they had the Bugatti Veyron.
Is that the one that has
the new Pagani?
Is that the one that has the mirrors on sticks?
That's the new Pagani.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I think that's a stupid looking automobile.
That reminds me of something have to do that because it's so low to the ground that you actually sit at that
level.
I don't care. I think it's fucking stupid.
Well, it does look stupid, but that car is also the fastest production car on the planet.
I don't care.
Okay.
I could not care less.
It's the quickest from parts to car? They produce it the fastest?
No, it's the fastest.
It takes two minutes.
Once it's been produced, it's the fastest.
Once it has been produced,
okay.
It is top the fastest speed? To its go from 0 high. To 60 miles per hour.
Oh, so what about top speed? Is it the number one top speed?
No, the Bugatti Veyron is the top speed.
Oh, wow.
Which is one of the Autobots.
Great.
That one goes 250 miles an hour.
Well, you know what they could just do is stay like Autobots, and then apparently they have thrusters in their feet so they can fly.
Yeah.
Well, except for when they can't.
In the metal dust form and go as fast as they want.
Yeah.
The Tooch is after the scene.
Eventually we wind
up
in
Hong Kong. He's not hungry at all in this movie because he's chewing all of the scenery.
He is, and I love it.
Get the fuck out of the way!
Yeah. How's Chinese for get the fuck out of the
way?
I
love his glasses. I love the background Steve Jobs pictures of him all over the place. Suits.
Are you going pee-pee?
Yeah.
You know why his suits are good?
Why?
Why?
Because they're Tom Ford's.
Are they Tom Ford's? Did you look it up?
I did.
Oh.
And also, Tom Ford is a sponsor of this movie, and you can see billboards of Tom Ford and stuff in the background.
Oh.
Tom Ford suits? Would like to go ahead and say Less Than a Sequel 2 fully endorses Tom Ford's suit.
Yeah, so Tom Ford, if you're listening, just send me a suit, please.
Send us suits.
Hong Kong also endorses this movie. That's why there's short. Chinese people everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm a 38 regular.
I'm a 40 short.
True. You are a 40 short.
Yep. My waist, a 30 waist.
Yeah.
30 length.
You got 30 waist?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So Tom Ford.
Make me a suit.
I'm a 38 regular.
Suit maker,
on the top.
Suit maker, make me a suit.
32 pants.
Yep.
32.
Yep.
That's me.
Nice.
Make me a suit.
Nice.
Go on, Tom Ford. And I want the vest. I want a three-piece.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a three-piece suit. Yeah.
I like the three-piece because you can leave the vest out.
Hey, James is gone. Let's talk about Spectre for a second.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Spectre.
Talk about Tom Ford. His suit, James Bond's suit game, Inspector, is on fucking point.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. He, in one day, I think he wears three suits.
His suit game, his glasses game.
Glasses game was on point.
And his watch game.
Watch game was very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Omega.
I like the NATO strap that he's got.
Yeah, he does have the NATO strap.
It's like the Goldfinger strap.
Mm-hmm. It's like the tricolor almost.
Except it doesn't have... It's the
green. It's like green, like navy and red.
No, in Inspector, it's the gray and black.
Okay.
In Goldfinger, it's gray and black, but the black has these very thin red stripes around it.
No, actually, if you look at it in when HD came out, that's more nuanced than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the three colors.
It is three colors, but there's a little bit. It's like navy.
It's like
not
a
black.
Burgundy.
It's not black. There's burgundy. There's navy. And I think it's almost like a forest green.
I thought it was
gray,
burgundy, and black.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later. Right. We'll talk about it off mic.
Well, either way, it looks like a three stripe at a distance.
Go see the movie, by the way. Go see the movie just for the suits.
Yeah. The Tom Ford is a simplified version.
Yeah. James can come back.
I'm not the Tom Ford. The new Omega Seamaster.
Yeah. So anyway, this dumb movie.
Yeah, this. Hey, James, welcome back.
What's going on?
Yeah, so Transformers.
So what? Where are we? Are they? Let's just say they fight. There's an air battle that feels like the end of the movie, but there is still an hour to go.
At this point in the movie, I kept checking because it felt like the end.
Yeah, no.
And I kept looking at how much movie was left, and it was still an hour.
And this is when I told James I went poop 3 times during this movie. Two of the times, nothing even happened. I just went to go
just to take a break. Yeah, at work.
I got lost in podcasts, and I was playing a game on my phone, and I was just sitting there. And then
you listen to podcasts when you're pooping?
I listen to it if I'm not sitting in front of the TV, I'll just have them on.
Yeah,
just have something like if I'm doing stuff around the house, I'll just pop on a podcast.
I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts, but usually it's like in my car.
Not home.
I don't like to...
When I do the dishes or if I'm cleaning, I'll just throw headphones in.
I don't like to only have like 5 or 10 minutes at a time.
Oh, I had more than 5 or 10 minutes.
I like to invest.
Yeah, that's the problem is I invested and then I was ended up being taking half-hour breaks.
Oh, I see.
So this movie took me a long time to get through.
Yeah.
Because it was very difficult. Not the movie, but the pooping.
You know, except for ours, I find a lot of podcasts to be perfectly timed. Ours is...
Like, meandering?
Yeah, when I try to...
They probably edit.
For my commute, like, I listen to ours, like, mostly to check
it's
up
like
on
the
it
beginning
after I upload
of a,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like the beginning of a Marin, but for an hour and 10 minutes.
It is. It's like the first 10 minutes of a Marin forever.
Great.
And, like, it never works out with my
forever?
Commute.
No,
I'm always having to put on
ever,
a new
ever?
One in the
no,
middle.
We are, yeah. We are not a good podcast, I don't think.
We're not really that good at it.
We are a podcast.
Yeah,
I think we're better than most, but I think it's because most are just random dum-dums.
I actually think that we are okay at podcasting, but our podcast is not a good one.
No, probably not.
Like, if somebody hired us to be on one that already had a structure...
Maybe we'd be all right.
We might be all right.
But left to our own devices...
60-cycle hum, come fly us out.
Yeah, buy me a house in San Diego.
They just had their 100th episode, and I tried to get them to fly me out. But
yeah,
they refused.
They wouldn't do it.
If they were even willing to just have you on, would you have flown out yourself?
No, they said I could have been on.
Could you call in?
But I just was not willing to go.
Would you have to Skype? Could you Skype it?
I didn't offer that.
Talk about
maybe
talk about your Chrome P90s or whatever it is that you put in your.
Maybe I would have been able to. Yeah, but yeah, I didn't. I just didn't go.
That sounds like fucking nerd shit, and I'm into fucking pythons, bro. And protein, and just inventing.
I think that's what I would have to.
Underage girls.
I think if I was ever a guest or had to call into that show, I would probably have to play it up as not
as being Mark Wahlberg,
being as nerdy.
All right,
I'm probably more nerdy.
Let's get to the end of the movie.
Yeah,
because at this point,
we'd have to skip like a third of the movie. At
yeah,
this
well,
point.
What happens?
Hey, Chris, I got two
Nothing?
Pickups for you. They'll throw you against the fucking wall, bro.
Shit.
All right, so they get this...
Jack Johnson?
So there's a big fight, and it's in Hong Kong.
And the Dinobots show up.
And the Dinobots show up, and they, for no reason...
And they're fucking toots.
They're very big.
Yep.
They don't talk. They
Dinobots
roar.
Because they're
cool.
Like the previous iteration of bots.
I actually like the Dinobots. I did like the Dinobots.
Yeah.
When they ride the Dinobots in...
I thought it was a little weird that all Optimus Prime had to do was punch one in the face to make them his own.
He's like,
well, then he wrote it.
All I have to do is break
your
jaw.
Have you ever punched your dog in the face and gotten on his back? He'll do whatever you want.
That's true.
It's he asserted his dominance.
Yeah. What's the name of the leader of the Dinobots?
Grimlock.
Grimlock? Did they mention that in the movie? I didn't notice.
They
I don't
might
think,
have.
Is
so
Grimlock
know
the one who gets his face smashed in?
That's actually one of my... Yeah, it is. The T-Rex thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of my things about the movie is that...
T-Rex could be...
I mean, they're ostensibly movies, but they're really long toy commercials.
Yeah, they don't...
But they do
they
a very poor
mention...
job of saying, hey, this Transformer is this name. And I think that's from them being, like, over-animated and over-produced, is it's just a bunch of, like, shiny moving parts. Like the toys and stuff were obviously like, hey, that's a truck that's just standing up.
Let's do a test.
It seems like it would behoove them to sort of
there are
identify
name them more,
and
yeah.
kind of personalize each
yeah.
one.
There are 5 Autobots.
Yeah.
Now, aside from Optimus Prime and Bumblebee, name me an Autobot.
Oh shit. Nope.
There's Bushido.
Is that his name?
And then there's
Hound.
Tank Man.
John Goodbot is Hound.
Hound?
Yeah.
Tank Man.
That's right.
And Crosshairs is the green one.
Crosshairs, yes.
Oh, there's Lockdown.
Lockdown is not an Autobot.
He's a bad guy, though.
He is a bounty hunter.
He's there.
He's a bounty hunter that is more aligned with the Decepticons, which in this
one
is...
like Ratchet, right?
Okay, so yeah, tell me...
But he gets killed. Ratchet!
I was sad when Ratchet died and they like burn his face off. So Galvatron is a guy... Who also
no,
is Megatron.
No, yeah. He is Megatron.
Yeah, but he's also, Megatron, but he's also Galvatron.
But Megatron tricks the Tooch.
Yep.
The Tooch is loose.
They said he let his little bugs out. He made little bugs that went into
that is before the Tooch is turned.
But he still has some of the Tooch's like programming and like redesign in him.
Yeah. And so then does he kick that and become full on Megatron at some point?
Well, in the
no, he's supposed to be improved, an improved version of Megatron. Even though at the beginning of the movie, he says that he can't figure it out, and then later he says that he makes better ones.
Yeah.
Then it turns out that he makes better ones.
Well, no, because when the Autobots have zero problem fighting these new robots.
That's because they're the Autobots, and the script says it.
Would Americans ever have trouble fighting those UK bastards? No,
we did.
No, we didn't because we're here.
Yeah, but we won.
And we speak like us.
We won twice.
Yeah, we did.
And I throw their fucking tea in my harbor.
Harbor, bro?
Harbor, bro.
No, you do. You dress up like a fucking Indian.
Well, the Galvatron thing comes from the original cartoon.
Yeah, was Galvatron a guy?
It was Megatron, and then the Transformers have their own version of Galactus called Unicron.
Okay.
So it's this giant Transformer the size of a moon that eats planets. And he found Megatron's body after, like, I think Optimus Prime beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, came energy all over him and turned him into Galvatron.
Is that from the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Leonard Nimoy, RIP, with Scott Weiland and Paul Walker, original voice of Galvatron.
Well, they're all jamming up in heaven right now. Yeah.
Bilbo.
With Christopher Lee.
That was Orson Welles, right? As
Unicron, yeah. Yeah. RIP also, but much earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, much earlier.
How drunk was he?
Orson Welles?
Yeah.
It was his last role.
That's right. It was.
The man who made Citizen Kane, the last thing he ever did was Transformers movie.
If you're an artist out there and you think anything you do is important, fuck you. One day you could be working on Transformers.
Yeah.
And then you could die, and that's your fucking legacy.
Well, you know what? Richard Burton's last movie was Exorcist 2.
Yeah.
The Heretic.
Oh.
Did you fart again?
That sounded sexy, though.
A while ago.
So it's
hold
like
on.
He's like a reincarnation of Megatron, and he's very Megatron-y, but he's better, and yeah, I don't know.
I had a hot loog,
yeah.
Because somebody
you can taste it.
Somebody can't. Yeah. Somebody can't just fucking keep his gas in his ass. Like there's a door right there. You can just go outside if you're gonna cut him so bad. I can fucking taste it. You should just go outside. Like it's all right.
I'm just happy it's not me this episode.
Well, because you guys are standing up, I'm sitting down, so I'm at like butt level. So I'm just getting everything. I'm just eating.
Okay.
So anyway, I like how the
you like the whole movie, right?
The Dinobots and the Autobots care absolutely zippo about anything.
And I like that the Autobots ride the Dinobots.
They ride the Dinobots, and then they go through. There's an arch where they could easily go around it, and they destroy a 1,000-year-old Chinese like archway wall, and they just fuck it up.
Oh, also, which Megatron or Galvatron says, like, set this off in the largest city.
Yeah. So that would be Tokyo.
It would not be. They go to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Which is not even the largest city in China.
Nope. Probably Shanghai.
And especially not the world.
Beijing?
Beijing.
It's Beijing.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I actually had this conversation and looked this up. So I think it's, Beijing's the biggest in China. It's Tokyo, the world. But if you're going by population density, it's somewhere in Bangladesh.
Yeah, because Bangladesh has like 150 million people in
Hong Kong,
in like the size of this room.
And you need to have people because that's what it turns into the
people.
Transformium or whatever it's called. And Hong Kong is the fifth largest in China.
Yeah. No, Tokyo has 33 million people in the metro area. I looked it up. New York is number two with like 17.
But it's also the one with the best tax credits. So
yeah.
That's true.
Hmm.
Because this movie made $1.1 billion.
Well, if they get the Transformium in Hong Kong, they're going to make out much better on the mineral rights.
But the Brits feel really good about that. They let Hong Kong go. They're like, oh, good.
Now it's wrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, well, good.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, we got to use it when it was good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a bit of a kinship with Hong Kong right now because of how much I hate the British.
Because of Hong Kong Phooey?
No, just, you know, they had to deal with oppression, and so do we.
He's the number one super guy.
And just British are fucking terrible.
You know what?
All they give us is shit like Chips and Doctor Who.
Stop trolling.
My wife, it's
not a troll.
My wife,
and say it correctly. Thank you.
You just met a British man the other day, and you told me that he you felt bad because didn't you get drunk and you were being mean to him?
Because I'm American, so I'm nice and have feelings, even though everything I did was correct. Yeah.
Okay. My wife really likes Love Actually.
I watched that the other day.
She likes Rick from Walking Dead with
cool.
And Baron Mordo.
Well, Hugh Grant has this, like, he's the prime minister, and he has this speech.
The PM.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets...
And who's the president in this movie?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, BBT.
Yeah. BBT...
With the BBC?
He gets cranky with BBT.
I don't think he can have a BBC.
And then...
It airs on BBC.
Hugh Grant has this speech about... I mean, this is off topic, obviously, but...
Maybe he likes BBWs?
Hugh Grant has a speech about England and how it's quaint and how they're, like, their own thing and how it's, like, it's all cool. And every time I hear that, I get so irritated because of, like, history of Great Britain and how they have, like, the cultural atrocities.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, because
they have perpetrated in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, they make it out like they're, like, oh, us.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, movie. India wasn't that long ago, man. Yeah.
No. And, like,
we're just a quaint little island of hamlets and rape in India and rape in Ireland and rape in Australia and rape in New Zealand and rape in America. And
Ireland was rape. Very not that long ago.
No, don't worry there, boy. We'll go up there.
North Ireland, I'm currently still inside you. Yeah.
I mean, Love Actually is a very popular movie.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like it. And I think that it's got, like, 10% of it is interesting, and the rest of it is probably shitty as hell.
Those boobs that Martin Freeman's doing, right?
Well, the Martin Freeman part, like, I think that part is interesting. Like, the two, like...
Just because he's like this the whole time.
Like,
is there TF? Is there TJ in there?
No.
TJ Miller?
No, is there TJ Miller? No, but the, that part is interesting because the characters are interesting. Like, that's an interesting situation.
Hey, we're not talking about Love Actually.
We are talking about Love Actually.
I wish we weren't.
I know. You wish we weren't. Like, that part is interesting.
I wish we...
And Liam Neeson's in it.
And the part with Bill Nighy is interesting. And then the rest of it is ridiculously shitty. And that movie's very overrated.
Mm-hmm.
So,
except for that. Except for Hugh Grant's Monica Lewinsky. I do think she's pretty cute.
Well, yeah. But Hugh Grant's arc in that is ridiculously awful.
Yeah. If a movie presented the leader of my country that way, I wouldn't fucking have it.
I'd move out.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. Like, oh, maybe we're not powerful.
He's the prime minister in this movie. Maybe we don't matter.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant.
Cool.
Hugh Grant. Imagine if Hugh Grant was the president.
All right. Just did it.
All right. You can be a dick. Fair enough.
I've never seen the movie. I don't care. I can't think anything. I can't think about it. I'm like, whatever.
Well, it's like a Christmas movie.
I don't give a shit.
And it's like 19 very short romantic comedies cut together.
Boy, that sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds like something I want to watch right now.
But when they're cut together, it's that almost the runtime of Transformers 4.
And it's got Hans Gruber in it. So we could tie it back to
Diamond. Yeah, I'm Potter, and I'm cheating on my wife.
And he cheats on his wife.
Oh, don't do that.
Or he doesn't. He emotionally cheats. You know, on his wife.
I don't think Hans Emma Gruber Watson, would cheat on his wife.
And they look identical. It's tough to tell who's who in which scene.
Wait, is he married to Emma Watson?
In that,
it's not Emma Watson.
Yeah, it is.
He's married to
Emma Thompson.
No, not Hermione Granger.
Emma Thompson.
That's
Hermione Granger would have been like
a little student, teacher action going on there.
Hermione,
you can't defend against my dark arts. So anyway, this movie ends when the Dinobots show up and they chomp. They go chompa chompa.
It doesn't even feel like it's at an end, but Optimus Prime just decides to fly off and it stops. Yeah.
Oh, because. He stabs Lockjaw.
Hey, losers, bet you didn't know I had rocket shoes. Bye!
Well, how many times would those rocket shoes have come in really fucking handy in the past?
Yeah, a lot.
Like, every single time?
Yes.
Like, I'm sitting there going, I'm like...
Yeah, my last note was Prime flies. Fuck you!
Prime flies when you're having fun.
And also, all of the humans in this movie should be in prison now. They should all be dead.
Yeah.
Like, they've still violated, like, every law there
but
is,
the
and they should go to jail.
The Tooch is like, I'll give you guys a house. Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, except he's not going to be able to because he's going to be in federal prison.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime murders Frasier, right? Like, he fucking kills him.
Oh, yeah.
He blasts him with his robot gun.
Yeah, while he's busy fighting other robots, he takes a little break to come murder Frasier.
But guys,
I'm a giant cold killing machine. You are a little sack of meat. It's just like he swats
he's like,
a fly.
Oh, I'm fighting robots, and then he goes, you're done.
What happens in Hong Kong during an alien invasion
stays in Hong Kong.
Yeah. I have so many notes about other things that I just don't want to get
into. Read them through.
I have
pages of
notes. Because
sometimes I love just going back and reading my notes because it almost sounds like really bad poetry sometimes.
LOL, break the glass. That's when Mark Wahlberg is holding on.
Break glass.
Like she's,
watch yourself.
Yeah. Mystical is yelling at her to... She's in the car, and he wants her to punch the back window out of a car.
And she, like, gingerly caresses it, right?
Well, because she's a 17-year-old girl. She's not a Terminator. She can't punch the fucking windshield out.
Baby, you should have been eating your protein.
They go, weapons, when they're in the big spaceship. And they're, like, these giant fucking, they're 13 feet long. Like, you can't do anything with these.
Yeah, they're, like, twice the size of Mark Wahlberg.
At some point... When they're doing a cable walk, when they're trying to get out to the building,
yep.
And they both just leave her behind.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
I like that.
You'll be okay. And it's like, no, maybe her boyfriend or dad or both should stay with her.
Hey, after 17 years, survival of the fittest.
Bud Light truck terrorized the nerd.
Wahlberg didn't have a heat gun and duct tape. He was like a robotic engineer.
Oh.
He had to send T.J. Miller out for duct tape. That was the special parts he sent him to the hardware store for.
Well, maybe they ran out of duct tape, Chris.
At one point, you think about that?
I'll knock your fucking eyes out.
At one point, Titus Welliver and Mark Wahlberg are fighting like on the outside of a Chinese like apartment building. It's kind of cool. And Titus Welliver is above him, and then he comes running in the Uncharted movie.
They canceled it, and it's like, hey, Michael Bay, I still want my fucking Uncharted movie, and they put it in there in Hong Kong.
Well, so. Titus Welliver is above him, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm gonna get you. Like the alligator from the I'm gonna get you. Ow, ow, ow. And then he comes running in from the side. So somehow he teleports down like and then he runs into him. And then that's when they go inside and have the fight, and that's when Mark Wahlberg kills him with a football. he throws a 10-yard slant right off his face and then shoves him out the fucking window.
I broke Titus's face in the cornfield.
Yeah,
how do you lose someone in a cornfield?
It's pretty easy, I would think.
Running. Not if you're in a car. It leaves a trail.
That's the car that punches faces, though.
At the end, when
Oreobot?
Oreobot's a good one.
Oreo cream bot.
Classic, yeah.
When Lockjaw's...
We owe them, rest of line removed, but because the motivation for the Autobots at the beginning is that Optimus Prime says that humans, they owe the humans.
Yeah.
And... He must have said that they owe them something, because he goes, we owe them, and then it just like cuts off the line.
Our lives.
Yeah.
I also wrote iDrive, and that which is when you think that Shane's gonna get in the car at the end and like do some crazy rally driving, and he just drives in reverse in a straight line.
Yeah.
he doesn't turn the wheel at all.
Also, in the score, the theme of this movie is Mad World. It's a huge ripoff of it.
All around me is familiar.
Yeah, it goes. That is like there's a strings underneath that goes, but then the melody goes.
One of the things this movie was praised for was its score, actually.
Well,
What?
Yeah.
Mad World is a great song, and they directly stole it.
At the end, they send Shane and the daughter, Tess, away in Bumblebee, then they say, no, we got to go back and help. And there's a parallel between the two humans and then Bumblebee coming back to help the dad and Optimus Prime, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
But Bumblebee goes back to help. Those two people they kind of do stuff, but Bumblebee's really the more useful one. Why doesn't he just boot them out the side and say, I'm going back, see you losers, and then just kickflip back to the fucking fight scene.
Oh, did you guys like James Bachman?
Richard Bachman?
James Bachman was like the...
Oh, is he in his Overdrive?
He was the, like, main scientist, the Tooch's
scientist. Yeah. Englishman was funny.
Yeah. He's from Mitchell and Webluck, which
oh,
is...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're also enthralled, but...
He's born somewhere else, I'd like him, yeah. But...
Let's yeah. see. Beats speak... Algorithms!
Algorithms.
Math!
Yeah.
I did like when
Tooch,
they...
This one, that's Tooch when, eating... Just,
when yeah. the Tooch asks what the seed would do, and they text him back... LOL tactical nuke with emojis. Yeah,
and he laughs. Yep. Yeah. He's like LOL. That's funny.
And, and that dude
just ties wider than his face.
That random Chinese dude in the elevator just knows kung fu.
Yeah, well,
because they all do. Yeah. You know they all.
Well, the girl, the woman does too. And I was thinking that.
She says she was a police officer.
Yeah. Before MBA.
Before I make out with you and love you. Long time.
What I was thinking is I thought that Chinese man, I thought the Chinese man in the elevator was going to be a CIA assassin. Like, he's been waiting there.
No,
he's like, I know you're
coming. That would have been, like, forethought and think and, like.
That would have been cool, right?
Yeah, it would have been cool, but it would have been, like, a smart person wrote this, and that didn't happen.
No.
The guy that wrote Reindeer Games wrote this.
Well, because then they're fighting these two guys, and this one dude, and that guy in the elevator doesn't move until that woman gets thrown into the pipes. And then that's when he's like, and does Jackie Chan rapid punch into the belly, and then he punches that guy's solar plexus through his back, and then that's the end of the scene.
Because he's an insert for Michael Bay. He's like, I like to like watch women get beat up.
And
I wish it was Chinese.
If you're a woman and you saw this movie and you like it, I don't know what you saw in it. I don't know why you would ever want to go. I feel like it would make you feel uncomfortable.
No one can like it on a level.
Let me crunch this bag real quick. Oh, James is going to get some combos. Stink up the joint. Chris is farting. I got combos over here. Everything's going well for me.
Yeah, so would you guys recommend that other people watch this movie?
No, absolutely not.
I've seen this movie multiple times. I'd fucking watch it again.
You've seen
multiple
this? How many times have you seen this movie?
How did you have time to watch this multiple times?
I've probably seen this like 5 times.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
5 times?
Yeah, I saw it once in the theaters.
This is a disturbing view into your
four times in the theaters. No.
I was going to say,
once in theaters.
How'd you have time to go to work?
Yeah, once in theaters, download it to watch it again, and then it popped up on Netflix, and I put it on, like, a couple times. And
I had to watch it on Amazon Prime, because it's off of
yes.
Did you have
Netflix.
Any
I
trouble
it
with
Prime
Amazon
too.
Prime?
Yeah. Where it looked like shit for most of it.
Yeah, I got it a little pixelated.
Nope, that's just the picture. I tried to watch
it
mine.
It always looks like shit.
I tried to watch mine on Amazon Prime, and the audio was messed up.
Mm.
Like the audio was playing at like 10 times speed.
Oh,
so it was really quick, and it was like
perfect.
And again, it was off.
If only
the
video would do
that. Were you using the PS3 for that?
No.
Nope.
I was using Fire Stick.
Oh,
so I had to go and watch it on Hulu, right?
Twisted Fire Stick.
First world problems.
I'm the Fire Stick.
You need some penicillin or something for your Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't be doing that.
Dude, you guys...
Is it weeping?
If you're out there listening, you should fucking watch this movie.
No, don't do it.
But
no, watch it
do
like
not
you,
watch this
movie. Watch it like you'd watch The Room. Like,
no,
it's bad, but
don't
it's a
even
lot of...
do that.
No.
It's a lot of fucking
it's
fun.
It's like 2 fucking hours and 45 fucking
I'll
minutes
it, I'll
long.
It, I'll say this. We've talked about...
What else would you do with that time?
Anything.
Anything else.
I'd rather do the dishes.
Nothing Sleep. Constructive.
So, masturbate.
For 2 hours and 45 minutes?
That's self-improvement.
Yeah.
What do you... 14?
You just edge for for that long.
You tied falsely.
Yes, Bono.
Well, you get a try.
Yeah.
It's still a more worthy experience.
the age.
The age. The age.
Now, James, we were on the same page for with Iron Man 2. Like, you and I were like, and I've said before with like the Marvel movies and even with
these honestly
DC
don't
movies,
fucking understand you guys about this movie.
With
but...
the DC movies, like, I will say... You know what? Yeah, Thor 2 is not a good movie, but I like it because Thor is in it, and it's Marvel, and I like that world. I like the universe. I cannot get behind this movie. I can't get behind any of these Transformers movies. They are dumber than any of the Marvel movies.
They are terrible.
Well,
the people cannot act. There is no writing behind it. It's like they just threw some dum-dums on screen and said, just yell at each other and then scream at some robots. Just scream robot names.
Yeah.
Bumblebee!
Optimus. Well, you know what? My name is James. I'm a fucking sensation. This is a great movie.
Yeah,
so.
Whatever. Well, you know what? I respect your opinion to like this movie. If that's the way we live in America, and this movie is showing me that America, of anything, it's the land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah. So, okay. If anyone out there...
And the government will kill your daughter if you don't give them a truck.
If anyone out there can email us a reason that Transformers 4...
If anybody out there can email us, that'd be great.
...is worthwhile in any way.
Have you checked our email recently?
No.
Then we probably have a lot.
I will mail you a copy of Transformers 4 on Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray?
If you can convince me...
Autograph. We'll autograph
that it's not shit. We'll autograph a copy of Transformers 4 on Blu-ray.
Are you doing this right now?
Yes. Right. And we will send it to you.
I'm cool with it.
So, I mean, it would have to be pretty persuasive. But send it to lessthanorsequel2@gmail.com.
Do it.
And
like us on Facebook too, guys.
Yeah, this is not a contest because there might not be a winner.
No,
but you have to be convincing.
Everyone's a loser in this contest.
Yeah, because even if you win, you're still going to end up with a copy of Transformers 4 signed by us.
All right, is everybody good with this piece of shit? Because it's 12:30 and I'm ready to go to sleep.
I am very done.
I think we're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, we're done.
All right,
guess what?
We're done. Hey, fuck you, Kevin.
James.
Fuck you, Chris.
This movie's
fuck
a minority.
James. I'm Mark. I'm fucking awesome.
Next time. I want you to punch both my eyeballs out so I don't have to watch this goddamn movie. All right. Well, for Less Than a Sequel 2, I'm Kevin.
I'm Chris.
I'm fucking Mark.
And
fuck you and die.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Transformers 5, coming out soon.